Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about a company called H. They are an AI startup that just raised $220 million. But the catch is they actually haven't released the product yet. There's a wait list. And there's also some other juicy drama that Jaden is going to fill us in on. But before we get into that, check out our school community, AI Hustle. We have a very special Black Friday deal going on. You can get locked in at $18 a month, and that will never be raised on you. And you're going to want to do that because next week it's going up to $100 a month. And it's an awesome community. We have over 200 members now, and each week we release a bonus episode, bonus content, breaking down exactly how much money we're making and how we're making money with AI, and also some strategies our group members are using to make money with AI and grow their businesses. It's just a really awesome place, and you're going to want to be a part of it. So go check it out. But Jaden, tell us about H.
Yeah, so I think this is a really interesting company. And again, like, definitely, if you've ever wanted to join the school community, get it this week because there's a Black Friday sale. The link's in the description. H is a really interesting company. So they're building agentic applications, right? So AKA AI agents. And this is what everyone's focused on and everyone's building and everyone's talking about. It's kind of the next big step that OpenAI said they're building. And so it sounds exciting and it sounds very futuristic, but we will put the big caveat that Jamie said, which is they haven't actually released a product yet. So you can get on the wait list. And allegedly some people have been testing it. And I have high hopes for them, but it just, you know, you can only say so much when it hasn't been released. What's interesting about this company is they did raise $220 million. This is a startup based in Paris, which of everywhere in Europe, Paris seems to be the only place that has been able to build some of these bigger AI companies. Although I guess 11 Labs did come out of Poland, I believe, or at least the developers are from Poland, but I think they live in America now. In any case, so this was founded by a couple Google alumni, and everyone was like, you know, all, you know, mind blown when they announced that they'd raised a $220 million seed round before they'd ever made a product. What was interesting, though, is 3 months after that, still no product, and three of the company's five co-founders left. So you have five people that start this thing, raise $220 million. Three of them leave. There's only two left. And they said that they all left over operational and business disagreements. This is not a good sign. If I was the investors, I'd be very concerned, especially without a product, and I really hoping that they have a product. My assumption is maybe they spent a lot of the money and didn't have a lot to show for it. I don't know. There's a lot going on, but apparently they're about to release a new model and a new product, which is an AI agent that is aimed for businesses and developers that is essentially going to help with quality assurance and process automation. So you can think of like QA is actually like if they could actually create an AI agent that does QA quality assurance for software, that would be incredibly valuable. Essentially what that does is whenever you make like a new piece of software or like even a new page on your website, like, so I have a friend that she did QA for General Motors. And every time they made like a new page on their website, they wouldn't tell her anything. They just send her the link and they're like, okay, go to this website and click on everything you can possibly click on And before you click on anything, write down what you think is supposed to happen. So she's like, okay, click the buy now button. I'm assuming it's going to open up like a payment page. Okay, click like, you know, this link. I'm assuming it's going to do this. And then she'd go click on it. And if it didn't do what she said, they had to sort of figure it out. Or if there was a bug, she would find any bugs where, you know, something like actually broke. This is essentially what quality assurance is in software. And it's, you know, that's kind of how it runs. So if you can use an AI to do it, I think that there's a ton of value in there because they're paying people, you know, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year to be a QA, you know, assistant or agent, or quality assurance person. So if you can have an AI do it, it's very valuable. And I can imagine that an AI would actually be able to do that very well, right? Because what is an AI doing? It, like, imagine ChatGPT. It just takes a screenshot of the page. It's like, what is on this page? What is the top button on this page? What should it do? Like, ChatGPT could theoretically do this, but apparently RunnerH is building it themselves. So I think that's really exciting. And I'm excited to see what they're going to build. I'm definitely cheering for them.
I have a question, Jaden, because I know you've done some developing. Why do most AI software companies, or, you know, ChatGPT, Claude, all those, you can't like give it a web URL and have it crawl the URL, like, or inspect it? They're like not allowed to do that. Do you know why that is?
So I think that Perplexity might be able to, but ChatGPT used to be able to when it first came out, and it got in big trouble because people were putting paywalled web pages from the New York Times, and ChatGPT got a subscription to the New York Times and everything else so that they could crawl it. And people would essentially be like, here's a URL, give me a summary of what's on this page. And it was like a paywalled article, and it would give them a summary. And obviously the New York Times got very mad and sued them for it. And so that was the time when ChatGPT completely took off web browsing for like 6 months, I want to say, like a very long time. And it definitely nerfed the entire ChatGPT experience, like waiting for web browsing to come back, which seems like it's a little bit back. But I think that's like essentially kind of why it got nerfed. But I think Perplexity might be able to do that. I'll test it. But I think that it can do that.
Yeah. Cause I mean, yeah, I feel like that it'd be super helpful for a lot of reasons, including, you know, if you were a developer and you wanted to debug, AI debug your website, if you could, you know, plug it in. So that was just, yeah, something I was wondering. But what do you think is going to happen with this company? Is RunnerH going to be released, do you think? Is it a dead project? Or, yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, so I actually think this company is going to be successful. They did some things that I think were pretty smart, but they also have some big challenges ahead. And I guess really quickly to answer your question about the summaries, I did go to Perplexity, and like I guessed, I gave it an exact URL, and it gave me a summary of what the article was about. So Perplexity's got kind of more of a search engine built into it, and they have like citing the source where it came from and stuff. So they're a little bit more like that, and they'll actually go there. But not all the AI models will do that. Some of them are kind of afraid of it. Sure. So that's interesting.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for sharing.
But yeah, as far as RunnerH goes, the thing that they did that was smart is they actually trained their own AI model. So it's one of the few companies where they're like, look, we actually built our own proprietary, they call it a compact LLM. I wonder if compact means like, it's kind of like, it's not as good because they had less data. It's based off of 2 billion parameters, but I think they call it compact because there's two things you could say. The positive spin is it's compact, therefore it's like faster and it runs quicker and stuff. But the other one is like, if you look at like Meta's AI models, for example, and like how well they perform, their open source models, their absolute best one is the one that's like 465 billion parameters. And then if you look at like their 60 billion parameter, their 90 billion parameter, their 20 billion parameter, their 4 billion parameter, like the less parameters, the lower Meta's chatbot score on like chatbot benchmarks. So all that to say, a 2 billion parameter model, I don't think is ever going to be able to compete with something like ChatGPT or even anything out of Meta. But that's because they only raised $220 million. Like, it's not a lot of money, but they're competing with, you know, companies like ChatGPT with $20 billion or $100 or, you know, $10 billion they've raised over 20 billion. So they have a tenth of the money. And so, yeah, they're building a smaller model, and they also have to make it immediately useful because they're not going to compete on the chat thing. So they have to, you know, kind of come up with like, oh, it's got like a quality assurance and process automation. So they have to build like agents on top that are doing all these things. I think there's an angle for them to win. And I think a 2 billion parameter model will be fine for them to be able to make some cool agents, but they're only going to have some agents that can do very specific tasks that these 2 billion parameters are like data that's very relevant to those specific tasks. That's my assumption with how it goes. And of course, I haven't seen it yet. One thing I will say, and you've heard me say this a bajillion times, they'll be releasing an API, and I'm excited about that because I'll be able to integrate that with software projects I'm working on, and other software developers will be able to. So if they do build something quality, it's going to get integrated into software. So I think they got a good shot, but it's definitely not going to be easy for them just because of their competition.
Yeah. And well, also, like we've mentioned before on here, like if they can niche down and really target a certain type of person, like, yeah, if it's a software quality assurance company, you know, or even just web developers in general, they're going to win because they're going to have an edge on someone who's trying to reach everybody, like OpenAI. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, such a super interesting company. They raised a lot, so I'm rooting for them, and they're Paris-based, which is kind of fun. So it'll be cool to see what happens. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today, the number one thing that Jamie and I would love is if you could leave us a review. It helps us get amazing guests on, helps us cover awesome topics. We make these because we love you. So if you could leave us a review, it would help us know that you appreciate it. In any case, make sure to check out our Black Friday school community deal. We'll never have it that cheap again. $18 a month to join the school community, over 200 people in there, and we share exclusive content and exclusive ways that we are using AI to make money. So we'd love to see you there. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. We will catch you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.